Hi everyone. Thanks for stopping by our podcast.
안녕하세요, 여러분. EnglishinKorean.com에 오신 것을 환영합니다.
I am Michael.
I am Shine.
Okay. Today, for our podcast, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to look at the words that are written on the right-hand column of the website. So if you look at that, that part of the website is called the sidebar. And I have a couple different categories there. And one category that I made is 요즘 뜨는 단어. And I put there words that I've seen in the news recently and I thought might be interesting for Korean people. And then beneath that, there's a category called 흔히 하는 실수. So that means like 들리기 쉬운 거. And I put that category up there. With mistakes that I've heard a lot of Koreans make commonly. So things that are especially hard for Korean people, I put up there. So, Shine, have you seen this part of the website?
I read it, but I remember some of them.
It's okay. You don't have to remember them all. If you come to the website often, eventually you'll remember them all. Okay, so let's look at the first word. I heard that a lot of Korean people don't even really use this word or know very much about this word. So why don't you read it in Korean?
Like first one?
Yeah.
공회전.
Right. So what is that? 공회전.
I don't drive.
제가 신문에서 봤어요. 신문에서 보고 이렇게 올렸거든요.
네.
근데 그거 뭐냐면 시동 걸고 움직이 거. 이러면 자동차 운전하고 있는데 시동 이렇게 걸었어요.
네.
근데 가지 못하고 있어요. 왜? 네. 뭐 길이 막혀서 그럴 수도 있고 아니면 적신호 앞에서 그냥 뭐 기다리는 거일 수도 있고. But that's called idling. So in English we call that idling. So in certain states in America, you're not allowed to idle the car. You can't just leave the car running like that. Why? Why do you think it's illegal to do that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because it pollutes the environment, right? So that's why the government these days makes those... Haven't you seen those bus signs that says like 시동 뚝, 걱정 뚝?
아니요.
No? Okay, look around. There's these anti or low pollution buses these days. So they don't idle the buses. They usually turn off the engines, okay. Right? Have you noticed? These, when you ride in the bus, they turn off the engine at the light.
Ooh.
Why? That's to reduce pollution.
Okay.
Yeah, so in English you would say that's to reduce idling. Okay, so another time you can use idle is when you aren't doing anything, when you're just being still, right? So, for example, 내 삶에 요새 아무 발전이 없어요. 그 진도 못 나갔어요. Then you would say, I'm just idle.
I'm just idle.
움직이지 못할 때, right? I'm just idle, right? Okay, let's look at the next word. Why don't you read it in Korean?
사채업자.
Loan shark. So, this is usually when you really need money quickly, but you can't get it at the bank because you don't have what? 신용, right? 신용이 없어서. If you don't have credit, you can't get a loan at the bank. So you would see somebody called a loan shark, and they would give you the money. Now, if you need money, do you think it's a good idea to go see a loan shark?
Of course not.
Probably not.
Come on. 여기 막 오르간 같은 거, 콕 같은 거 팔면 어떻게 해요?
팔아야 되면. So how would you say 이자? 그 우리
interest.
대출, 예, 대출에 대해서 얘기하고 있어서, 예, 이자, interest. So the interest is usually really high, right?
Yeah.
With a loan shark, it's usually what, like 100% or something like that?
Yeah, 200%? So. Well, it's same, I mean, yeah, same here. If I lend you money, and so
you would charge me?
Yeah, 100% interest per day.
Nice. Wow, you're a loan shark.
네, 꾸꾸지 마세요.
Shine the loan shark. Okay, let's look at the next one. 규모, it's scope. Another word you could say is scale.
Yeah.
So when do you usually use the word 규모?
규모를 설명할 때.
Right. 그리고 프로젝트에 대해서 얘기할 때.
공사, what is the difference?
공사에 대해서 얘기할 때도 많이 쓰죠.
Oh.
So for example, the scope of the construction project or development is redevelopment. So you could say the scope of the redevelopment project in Incheon these days, or in Songdo, or whatever, okay?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you could say scope or scale. They're both okay. All right, 격차. So that's margin.
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 Okay, so when do you usually use this?
But margin, 그것도 interest가 되지 않나요? Like profit.
Right, profit margin.
마진이 없다. Yeah. 우리 이런 얘기가 있거든요.
But 예, 영어로 얘기할 때 꼭 profit이라고 들어가야 돼요. Profit이라는 단어 먼저 들어가야 돼요.
그럼
we have no margin이라고 하면은 그건 말도 안 되는
그럼 소리고. I have
no profit margin.
오, profit yeah. margin.
Profit 꼭 들어가야 돼요. 아. 안 그러면은 그냥 우리 그 말 그대로 옮기면은 우리 격차는 없어요. 그건 무슨 말이에요? 아무 오. 의미 없잖아요.
오.
네.
몰랐어요.
Okay, so let's look at the next one. Oh yeah, so when you talk about margin, you have to say profit margin, okay? Because that's the difference between your expenses and then how much money you make, and that's called your profit margin. Okay, let's look at the next word. This one's kind of hard, okay? Read it in Korean.
잡동사니.
Right, and how do you think you pronounce that word in English?
Profit... Malia?
Paraphernalia.
Oh, phanalia.
Yeah. We usually... it's E-R. It's E-R, but we usually pronounce it like paraphernalia. But I know if you look at the spelling, it looks like it's paraphernalia. But people usually say paraphernalia like that. And it just means an assortment of things, right? Like a collection of things. If you have a bunch of stuff on your desk, a bunch of junk on your desk, right? You could say, what's all this paraphernalia? Like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, let's look at the next one. Can you say it?
게임기.
Right, game console. So, 근데 game console이라고 하면은 그런 이동식 그런 거 아니에요. PlayStation Portable 아니에요.
그러니까
휴대용은 아니고 집에 있는 큰 거 있잖아요.
아.
뭐 PlayStation 2 그런 거는 console이라고 하고 조그만한 거, 휴대용 그런 거는 portable device이라고 할 것 같아. Game just, device.
Just a portable device? Portable yeah. game device?
Yeah,
or?
Portable gaming device or 그냥 game device. 근데 console이라고 하면은 조금 큰 것 같아요. 큰 것에 대해서만 console이라는 단어 써요. So, for example, if you have your PlayStation at the house, you would call that a game console. Okay, let's look at the next one. Can you read it?
유행 열풍.
Or a craze about something, we use these words, right? So what's a fad right now? Can you think of anything?
지금 유행은 우리 팟캐스트 말고 기억나는 게 없네.
Skinny, skinny jeans 좀 갔어요?
아, 그건 언제적인데요.
좀 갔어요? 아, 죄송해요.
자랑 스타일까지는 아니고 나도 지금
유행,
입고 있어서
유행 잘 몰라서 그래요.
뭐지?
So, yeah, you could say I pay attention to the fads, right? The fad, 그 유행에 대해서 신경 많이 쓰고
요즘에 스마트폰
Smartphone, right. There's a smartphone craze going on these days, right? Oh, and what else? How about
makgeolli?
Right, so you could say there's a craze for rice wine. And last year, or a couple years ago, there was a craze for normal wine, right? Just wine from France and red wine. Okay, let's look at the next one.
깜맹.
Right, computer illiterate. So make sure that you use this like an adjective, though. So you would say, he is computer illiterate, not he is a computer illiterate.
Oh.
So I would say, yeah, she's computer illiterate, he's computer illiterate, or I'm completely computer illiterate, like that. Okay? Alright, let's look at the next one.
느끼하다.
Right, so 이 sleazy. Sleazy라고 제가 옮겼는데요. Sleazy라고 하면은 음식에 대해서 느끼하다고 그 의미로 쓰이는 것 같아요? 아니면은 그...
남자들이 야, he's greasy. greasy 쓰지 않나요?
느끼한 그 눈빛 뭐 그런 것에 대해서 얘기할 때 sleazy. He's giving me a sleazy look or he looks sleazy.
You are slightly sleazy.
Whatever. You're a lot sleazy.
약간이요, 아주 약간이요.
You're 완전 sleazy.
근데 sleazy, if you look it up on the internet, it means 야하다.
No, but I think 그 그런 듯 원래 가지고 있었다고 해도 그 용법이 이제 조금 달라진 거예요. 그래서 지금 예, he's sleazy or he looks like a sleazy guy. 그렇게 말하면 아무도 이렇게 야하다고 그 예, 생각하지 않을 것
같아요. But can I use it like he's sleazy? Not, yeah. I mean he's greasy and he's oily.
일단 우리 he's greasy, he's oily 그렇게 안 써요. 잘. 예, 저는 그거는 한 들어봤어요. He's greasy or he's oily. We don't really say that about people. 이미 비유적으로 아니면 피부가 진짜 이렇게 기름이
말고 그냥 막 되게 느끼하게 쳐다 계속 쳐다보고.
어 그러니까 we don't call that greasy or oily. We don't say that like that. Yeah, yeah. We would say or he's suspicious or 좀 수상해 보여요 or he's shady. He's kind of a little bit scary looking or he's creepy. Or you could say any of those things. But we never really say he's oily or he's greasy. We never really say that about a person.
Gotcha.
Okay, good. Let's look at the next one.
향수병.
Right, homesickness. So have you ever had 향수병? Have you ever had homesickness?
No, because I live in Korea.
And you live at home, right? You live with your family, so. Yeah. Okay.
계속 한국에서 계속 쭉 살고 외국에서는
나도 여기
며칠밖에 안 가니까 너무 좋더라고요.
나는 다 향살이 이렇게 거의 8년 넘게 해 왔는데도 네, 향수병 없었어요, 거의.
Yeah. 몰라야지.
Yeah, don't tell my mom. Okay? She'll be sad.
He has never like had her.
At
homesickness.
Oh, I miss you, mom. Okay, let's go to the next one. Can you read it?
회식.
Right. So 이거 한국 사회에서 많이 하는 거죠?
네.
회식. Okay. So we can't really call that a party because it's not exactly a party, right? A company get together.
Company get together.
Right. Get together means that people get together, right? 말 그대로 그냥 모이는 거예요.
근데 이 모이는 게 저 궁금했던 게 두 명일 때도 쓸 수 있나요? Let's get together.
Yeah, 그럴 경우에 let's get together. But that's not a noun. That's a verb. You're saying let's get together. 그거는 동사구이고 이거는 명사예요.
아예. 네. 그런데 제가 궁금한 거는 두 명이서 만났을 때 야, 모이자. 우린 이렇게 안
말하잖아요. Yeah, you could say let's get together. But it would be strange to say, let's have a get-together. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, I
like,
know.
Have a get-together sounds like a lot of people.
Oh.
But you can say, let's get together, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. 두 명인데 let's get together 써도 되는구나. 우리는, 야, 우리 만나자라고 하지. Let's meet dinner. Let's, yeah, let's hang out. 뭐 그렇게만 되는 줄 알았는데, 세 명일 경우에만 모이자, 이렇게 되잖아요. 그런 줄 알았는데, 두 명이서도 let's get together.
네, 그렇게 써도 돼요. 네. Okay, let's look at the next one, 미루다. So, to put off. Like, if you have some work you have to do, you keep putting it off. 그거 혹시 기억해요? 그 조금 더 고급스러운 어휘 좀 활용하고 싶으면
Let's take a rain check?
어, 그것도, 예, 수고하죠. Let's take a rain check, or I'll take a rain check. 또 하나 있어요. Do
you remember?
Postpone, good. And 또 저, 하나 있어.
또?
와,
또?
아, 대단해요.
이렇게 바닥 나는데.
와, 바닥 났어요.
I cannot come up with a better word.
듣고 싶은 단어 하나 있는데.
힌트.
Procrastination. I'll just tell you. Sorry. It's like postpone, and it's a kind of, you know, 고급 어휘.
네. Okay?
And it's procrastination. So your parents might say this to you. If you know, 계속 그렇게 미루지 말고 지금 해. 지금 당장 해. Don't procrastinate. Do it now.
Okay? 어렵네요. 그냥 yeah. 프로프부터.
procrastinate. So yeah, you can maybe look that up or maybe I'll put it up on the website.
Okay.
Okay, let's look at the next one.
무단횡단.
Right. So what is that in English?
Jaywalking.
Right. So I don't know 그 어원에 대해서 제가 아직 조사 안 해봤어요. Jaywalking, I don't know how that word began, but I'll look it up because it sounds interesting. But, so you could say, I got a ticket for jaywalking, right?
If, I got a ticket. Yeah.
Or I had to pay a fine for jaywalking.
Mm.
Okay, and so 요새 그 무단횡단에 대해서 단속하는 것 같아요. 단속은 영어로 뭐예요? 만약 경찰이 전, 단속하고 있어요.
일제단속인데, crackdown. 그건 한 번에 하는 거.
Crackdown, yeah. Yeah, 맞아요. So, the police are cracking down on jaywalking these days. 그렇게, 예. 쓰시면 돼요. Okay, let's look at the next one. Can you say it?
무단투기.
Alright, so that's littering, right? Everybody knows about that. You could also say, the police are cracking down on littering these days. right? 그것도 들었어요. 뉴스 보니까 강남 쪽에서 무단 투기 그 단속하는 것 같아요. 조심하세요.
Okay? 저 강남 안 살아요.
아, yeah. Okay, let's look at the next one. Can you say it?
유족.
All right, the bereaved. Okay, so it's like saying believed, except with an R, and it means 유족, the people who remain after someone is dead, right? Okay, so you would say the bereaved.
The bereaved.
Bereaved, yeah.
It's kind of L 발음은 없어요.
Right, L 없고 그냥 R, the bereaved.
The bereaved.
Okay, now let's look at the next part. This is 흔히 하는 실수.